Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What a mess. So the show so far has been so many things that have just been in the headlines. The other, obviously, big story is the Jussie Smollett story. Now he's, as of this morning, under arrest in custody of the Chicago police. As of last night, it was they wanted to bring him in and they were negotiating to bring him in. And then by early this morning, he turned himself in.
This is what I read from WFLA News Channel 8.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Empire actor staged attack. This is what the cops are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, Empire actor staged attack to promote his career, was unhappy with salary.
Oh, that's the reason?
Did he say that? Or that's what the cops are saying. Okay.
This is from the Associated Press from Chicago, as reported on WFLA.com. Empire actor Jussie Smollett staged a racist and homophobic attack because... He was unhappy about his salary and wanted to promote his career, Chicago's police superintendent said Thursday.
Wow. That ain't right.
Smollett, well, if it all worked perfectly.
Smollett also sent a racist and homophobic threatening letter to the Fox studio lot where he works in Chicago before the attack.
Oh, he's the one who... I thought that was legit. He sent that as well?
Yeah, they started putting that together. They found the things that were cut out for that lead note and stuff in those two guys' apartment who apparently helped him. So the whole thing's like kind of coming together on the police side of it. Like they're pulling in all... They have HD video of the two brothers buying stuff. Like it's, I think they knew for a while and they were just putting it together and just not saying anything as they put the puzzle pieces that now fit. And now he's got felony criminal charges. They were approved yesterday.
Smollett turned himself in and was arrested early Thursday to face the accusations that he filed a false police report when he told authorities he was attacked in Chicago by two men who hurled the racist and anti-gay slurs and looped a rope around his neck.
I saw.
He took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career, the police superintendent said.
That's the guy I saw.
At a news conference.
Yeah, they had it this morning, and I was watching it a little bit before the show started, and he was not happy, like pissed, because he says, you know, Chicago, we have our problems, but this all just shines real bad on our city. Mm-hmm. And he says, and as a black man, I don't understand what he was thinking, using a noose, making up what he made up. I mean, you could see he was just boiling underneath as he was talking. So he's saying, we will investigate this, and we'll bring the charges that are due.
He took advantage, quote, he took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. Yeah. Quote, this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve, he later added.
Yeah, I thought that was a great quote. That's a great quote. I
mean, he's a loser.
Which guy? True. The chief of police, Mr. President Trump? That wasn't well placed.
And I think of people like Ellen that were like all about him and they had, you know, that were so... I don't know about how if Ellen supported him on Twitter or not, but I mean, just before all of this happened, how close, what powerful friends he had.
Yeah.
And they're just, that's all going to not happen anymore. And that's
right. And how do you jump to,
I wouldn't
he's definitely telling the truth, but you don't expect him to be committing a hoax either. You
know, I don't know if I would go leaping to the word friends.
Supporters.
Powerful people believed him.
Right. No,
they have a platform to, you know, talk about his situation and his cause, and they did, and they chose to back him up before anybody was arrested, before any of the facts came out. Everybody jumped on in, and right. We're all guilty of it. Listen, everybody does it.
Hey, there's, you know, people say things in the news, and I mean it could be anybody. It could be a sports guy, whatever, who said something like, oh man, I believe, you know, you don't ever think the guy's completely lying,
right?
I mean, sometimes people shade the truth, but I mean, there's a lot of times people say stuff, and if you like them, you believe them instantly.
What network is it ABC that carries, Fox carries it?
Empire, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I don't think his salary's going up.
Well,
that
you
was
know
his
what?
Goal.
I know they already started cutting some scenes.
how do you face your coworkers? Like, what if I came in here today and I just made up this whole story and I'm like, hi, guys, how's it going? Like, I don't know how you,
The truth of the matter is, I hope he doesn't have coworkers anymore.
Well, we had said the other day, right, they cut his scenes to four scenes. And he was supposed to work maybe today and definitely tomorrow. That's probably changed.
If the playing field is level, you know, Roseanne got arrested. I mean, not arrested. Roseanne lost her gig. She didn't break the law. She wasn't charged with a felony.
Right.
People just didn't like her opinions.
She said bad words.
No, she said
bad
words.
She said bad words. Yeah, right. So, and she got popped.
And apparently it wasn't her opinion. She was on some sort of...
Right. Well,
that's what she said.
She said she was on Ambien. I don't know how much I believe she was on Ambien, but I've been on Ambien, and I've even done goofy things on Ambien, but it doesn't turn you into a racist.
Remember that? That was great. The company that makes it said, there's nowhere on the label that says that we make people say racist things.
Right. It's going to be very interesting to see how Fox handles this whole thing.
Right. Because if you
they may
cut
wait.
Him loose real quick,
they can't. They may wait. HR. They may wait and see if he's convicted.
See what? Let the police
and
lay
see
out
if
the facts.
See if he's convicted. But
yeah, maybe
that's not the world we're in.
I know it's not. Because everybody,
I
right?
I bet you it is.
Do you think in this case?
I bet you it is.
Because think how
They're
many times someone
it.
Was let go.
They're not going to touch it. They are not going. Listen.
This has been going slow all along.
If he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Monica, you know something? I've had you in my head since this story broke yesterday that he was facing the felony charges. Because it's like, okay, you know what? Don't, until he's proven guilty,
right?
You benefited of that,
right?
Let's
wait and see, right?
I can have my opinion on it, but until he's proven guilty, you know, I don't think they can go after him.
I was on the same boat.
The network, I don't think they can.
I wasn't like, you know... I wasn't in any way, shape, or form ever like, oh, see. And I know a lot of people were like, see, this is
right.
What you get because of Trump and blah. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking this is a horrible situation. I don't care what your politics are. This is sad. And I believed him because I refuse to not believe someone until it's proven that that person is lying. And now I'm not defending him still. That's a horrible, horrible thing to do. And I just hope people don't turn this political and make this into something.
Well, he made it political.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope people can see past that. I want people to not, you know what I mean? To see that this was just something horribly wrong to do on his part.
Right. Reinforcing a stereotype of the other side of the political aisle from him. So, I mean, I think it's already in the political arena.
But all,
you know
well,
I mean?
Also, okay, well then just, I would hope that people understand that not all people who aren't very supportive of Trump go to these extremes or think this way or think that this is okay. You know,
right.
I've been very vocal about my feelings towards Trump, but I still can say that this is not okay.
Right. And you know then that all people aren't like the people that he portrayed in the situation on Trump's side, right?
No.
Which is part of the stereotype problem, which is part of shining a light on anybody who wears a MAGA hat is that.
Yep.
And that's horrible.
It is. That's equally
that's
as horrible.
That's such. Exactly.
But
that's what's going on now on both sides. It's
right.
Horrible.
That's what happens. If you support Donald Trump, you're a racist.
That's not. I don't believe that at all.
You don't, but there are plenty of people.
Labels.
Who do?
Labels.
It's crazy. The world went bananas when that guy won an election.
Well.
Absolutely bananas.
For other reasons. I mean, for a lot of reasons. Not. I don't.
They went bananas because they thought he was sexist. They went bananas because they think he's racist. They went bananas. But when. I've yet to have anybody. Show me something that he did that's racist.
Well, saying the words grab by the pee could be
that's not,
sexist.
The sexist I'll buy.
Oh, okay.
I'm in
all
on
right.
that one.
Right.
I get it.
The racist.
I'm not making it light.
Yeah.
But the racism
just because you want to close down a border or you want to take illegal immigrants and throw them out of here because that doesn't make you racist.
It doesn't.
But a lot of people do label him that way because of that, yes.
No, wanting to control the borders is not racist. Wanting to right a wrong as far as illegal immigrants doesn't make you racist. What makes, in my opinion, someone racist are the comments about all of them being rapists and murderers.
He didn't say all of them.
About
he never did that.
Yes, he did. And about pointing out specific, like, oh, well, this person is an illegal alien, and so that they did this crime. But that doesn't mean that all of them are like that. You know what I mean?
And but he never said all of them are like that. He didn't say everybody coming across our border is rapists and murderers. He didn't say that, Monica.
He might not have yours all, but he said they are rapists, they are murderers. You know, maybe not.
No, he said there are rapists and murderers coming across.
No, he said they are. They're the ones that are coming across are rapists or murderers. That word all might not have been used, but that clearly is an implication. He didn't say some.
There are rapists and murderers that are coming across our...
There's rapists and murders in America.
I understand
that.
That
doesn't make it okay.
But that doesn't make it okay to leave the border open so more can come across. We got our own. We don't need any more.
It doesn't make it okay to...
It doesn't make them racist.
No, it doesn't. But you're not... I feel like today... Either I'm not communicating well or something because I feel like
things you're fine
and you're not hearing them and it's kind of frustrating.
But you just said that those were the words that made him racist. That
those are the words, and I said, in my opinion, where I consider him racist is by putting a blanket over people that are coming over here. If he didn't use the word all, it doesn't mean that that's not what he implied. That's what I inferred out of his statements, and I'm not the only one. And that's you want to know where those people, why people think that? That's why.
So you're inferring that he's racist, but you can't show me a headline or an article where he actually said all those people coming across our border are rapists and murderers.
I can show you I don't know about a headline, but you can hear audio where he says when they're coming over the border, they're rapists and they're murderers.
I love Mexican people.
See?
Well, now forget everything I just said.
See?
He obviously loves Mexican people.
And I'm scrolling through Trump illegal immigration quotes on things he said. And I think some people would say that he's racist just for this sentence. These people are just pouring across the border. Even when, if he says these people, I think some people would say, that's racist.
Yes,
saying these people or you people. You know what I mean?
Yes. And he says statements like that's where. And you want to
You can
know-
see, but here's my opinion on that is that you can see it if you want to see it.
Yeah. And you cannot see it if you don't want to see it.
Listen, I don't care if the guy's, if I thought he was racist, I would back off him. I don't think the words are being that he's using mean. He's you want to take it that way. I want to take it as what the words are.
I would love it if the president, if I could look at the president and not think he's racist or sexist. I would love that. I don't want to do anything. I just know. And the difference here, and we come to this conclusion every time, I think, is that your experiences make you that way. And where you've seen your dad use, the C word for Asian people. And that's just the way it was. And you didn't.
Which
think,
one?
I didn't know there was more than one. The CH word?
China.
That's the CH word.
And I've had people refer to me as a group of those people. And so we have two different perspectives here. And I'm not mad at you for your perspective, but just understand that there is a different one is all I'm asking.
Go back to Univision.
So...
Bye. Adios, El Presidente.
In this quick quote, is he racist? He's talking about people coming across the border. He says they get the jobs, they get the factories, they get the cash, and all we get illegal immigration and we get drugs. Now, do you hear him saying we get illegal immigrants and we get everybody bringing drugs across? Or do you hear him say we get illegal immigration and we get drugs?
I hear,
do you hear more than that?
I hear that as is tinged with racism. Yes, I do. Yes,
you
I do.
You're wrong.
And I think you're wrong.
See, if he also said, if we get illegal immigration and we get drugs and we get some people who are fine families, but they're here illegally and they don't do these bad things, but we can't have all these illegals coming across the border. If he says it like that, do you feel better?
Yes. Yes.
So he has to clarify that, even though the first two things are true.
Do you understand that there are...
Why wouldn't you want to clarify?
He doesn't have to clarify. He's saying two things. We get these two things. By the way, we also get murderers. If he said that, you'd be like, God, this is really racist. But then if he also added on what I just said, then all of it would be okay. See what I mean? Like, it is assigning him stuff that isn't there.
And people voted for him.
But he could be more clear is true.
Because they didn't want any more politician speak. They wanted straight speak. And that's what he does. He doesn't say it perfect.
Right. We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Be able to say things clearly as the president of the United States. And that's not
See, but people think he's saying it clearly. I didn't go down the way he said all. If he would have said they're all rapists and murderers coming, I would have been like, okay,
that's really dumb.
That's dumb,
right?
But right. he said there are rapists and murderers coming across our borders. You know what the truth of the matter is? There are rapists and murderers coming across our borders. Not all of them.
No.
He didn't say all.
Not
if
even close
he
to
did,
all.
If he did, the question of racism is out.
Right. That's right.
But he didn't use that word.
Somebody has to come out and tell it like it is.
Right. Now, we got to break.
We sure do. All right. We're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. I think it depends which side of the issue you're on. You can hear what you want to hear in these exact same words.
But that comes with life experiences. That's all that
true.
Is. It's not
it comes,
a hate
I think
thing.
It comes with
it's
opinion and viewpoint, like that kind of thing. I think you either add stuff to what he said or you think, he didn't mean that. I know what he meant.
Monica,
you know, if you're on his side, for example.
You know what you and I need?
Hot sex?
Tickle fight.
Or that. It can go either way.
It's just a tickle, just a little tickle fight.
We're Roger JP on the Bone, Real Raw Radio. Bro.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.